her dagger, and then she was standing staring at the door. She shook her head and sat down. Silly. Here, of all places, alone in a room in the Duke's realm, nothing could menace her. She turned his ring again, looking at the seal in the black stone. It must be simple nervousness, fear of what Kolya had heard or what she might say. Pox realized her dagger lay unsheathed in her hand. She stared at the blade and felt the edge with her thumb. Sharp enough and smooth. She slid it back in its sheath and stood again, pacing the length of the little room. At the far end, away from the fire, she could just hear the murmur of other voices. It could not be coming from the common room, she recalled. It must be from another private room on this passage. She stared at the wall, her sense of something wrong growing, then turned back to the fire. She pulled her chair to face it, and found she could not turn her back on the far wall. She could not sit still. Her earlier sleepiness was gone. Nothing like this had happened on the journey north, and she was still fighting with herself, a little angry, when a knock came on her own door. Yes? The door opened, and the innkeeper glanced in. Counselor Ministira, he said, and stepped aside. Kolya appeared in the door as Pox stood up. The gray streak in her hair had widened, but otherwise she seemed the same. Her strong, dark face was split with a broad grin. Pox, you brought more rain with you. She gave Pox a long, considering look. Come on in. Don't you want some ale or cider?
Ale, said Kolya. I get all the apples I want at home.
She entered and sat in one of the chairs while Pox spoke to the innkeeper about ale. She cocked her head up at Pox.
You will stay with me tonight, won't you?
Pox nodded. Good.
You're looking well. The Duke will be pleased to see you. We heard several things.
She paused and gave Pox another long look. But Pox had been ready for this reaction. She smiled. No doubt. There have been several things to hear. I have a message for you, Kolya, from Master Oakhallow. She turned and rummaged in her pack until she found the scroll in its oilskin wrapping and the little oiled pouch that she had never opened.
Thank you.
Kolya started to speak, but paused as the innkeeper brought their ale and left.
He sends me seeds and cuttings. Did you know he helped me start my orchard after I lost the arm?
No. Pox was surprised. She knew only that Kolya was Kwakgunir. She had not known even that until the Kwakgun gave her his message to take.
Yes, he knew me before I joined the company.
Are you from Brewersbridge?
No.
Kolya did not explain. She was looking at the scroll, which she'd unwrapped. She looked up.
Well, I see that some of the tales we've heard cannot be true.
Pox poured the ale into both mugs. I don't know what you've heard, Kolya. Some things are true that I wish were not. But now
you're a warrior again, aren't you?
Kolya picked up one mug and sipped.
As the Duke said, you would have been without the Guardsman's interference.
I am a warrior, yes. Pox wondered how much to tell her, and how soon. Seeing Kolya again, she realized how much older the other woman was, how young she might appear. What happened was not the fault of the Guardsman, she began.
Kolya snorted. The Duke thinks so. You're not going to tell me you...
She stopped, obviously looking for a tactful way to say it. I am telling you that they did what they knew how to do. The Kwakgun knew more. Of some things.
Are you Kwakgunir now?